This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. NBC Universal paid $775 million for the rights to the Sochi Olympics that start a month from yesterday. That makes the news from skier Lindsey Vonn bad news for the broadcaster. Vonn said today she is not going to be able to race in the games because of a bad right knee. Vonn was a medal hopeful, sure, but for the network, a ratings hopeful, even more. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports now on the economic power of star power.
This is how it begins.
On the floor, representing the United States of America, Gabrielle Douglas.
Then comes the gold, in this case to gymnast Gabby Douglas. Then it's off to the Today Show.
Gabby, good morning to you. Have you stopped smiling?
And wraps up on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
How did you celebrate? What did you do?
We didn't have time to celebrate.
That's one of the big benefits of sports programming in general.
Kenneth Shropshire is a sports business expert at the University of Pennsylvania. He says NBC buys the broadcast rights to the Olympics for a lot more than the event itself.
It really is the idea of, will this programming lead people to our network and get them to learn about the upcoming shows?
And when you have stars like gymnast Gabby Douglas on the Today Show, the thinking goes, viewers don't flip to rival Good Morning America. Obviously, having household names to launch the games is nice, but television analyst Larry Gerbrandt trusts NBC will figure out how to replace the likes of Lindsey Vonn.
Look, NBC knows how to tell these stories better than anyone. They've been doing it for almost decades now.
Gerbrandt says all the network needs is a couple of Cinderella stories, the improbable nobodies who emerge from the pack.
You can survive an entire Olympics off of a couple of those stories. And the beauty is, they almost always emerge.
The hope for NBC is enough charismatic Americans bring home gold so the company can bring home the cash. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.